Hello and welcome along to Deep Health Fridays, all of your biggest health questions answered in under 10 minutes. And this week's question, what are the do's and don'ts when starting any health journey? Enjoy!
Hello and welcome to the Mind Body to Lead podcast, the place to be to level up all aspects of your health, both physically and mentally. Each week we come to you with motivation and mindset hacks, interviews with the best minds and health experts, and we answer all of your health and fitness questions in under 10 minutes. So if you are ready to take back control and live the life you are destined to lead, then this is the podcast for you. Welcome back to another episode of the Mind Body to Lead. I hope you had an amazing week wherever you are. So, big episode today. We are going to be going through our do's and our don'ts of what to do and what not to do when you start your health journey.
So, I love it.
I'm going to kick off. I've got four do's. I've got two do's. You've got two do's. I've got two don'ts. You've got two don'ts.
I've got two.
So confused. Anyway, let's go.
Let's do a rapid fire. So, you do a do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll do a do, and then you do a don't, I'll do a don't.
Right. Okay. So my first do is do have a plan. This is really key, because if you don't follow a plan, it's so easy to get lost. It's so easy to second guess yourself. So I would say do get yourself a coach, do get yourself a trainer. Like if you are brand new to fitness, brand new to health, you don't know where to start, then it is so worth you working with a professional. So do get a plan and get that plan from someone who knows what they're doing. That's my first do.
I'll do my do now.
Oh, okay.
I'll do my do. Okay. So my first do is see every day as an opportunity for growth. So often we can get caught up in the everyday and we kind of get a bit lost, but every day, think of it as a reset. And every day we can see it as an opportunity to grow in all areas of our health. And when we're talking about deep health, remember, we're not just talking about physical health, but it's physical health, mental health, environmental health, relational health, existential health. So our tapping into our deeper why, our financial health, our career health. So we're constantly developing all of our areas of health. So when we're on this health journey, don't just see it as one thing. But see every day as an opportunity to reset and see it as an opportunity.
Yeah, love that. My second do is do set yourself up for success. So what I mean by this is, you know, if you're starting a health journey, but you still got a fridge and a pantry full of all of your, you know, favorite treats, you know, whether that's chocolate crisps, you know what I'm talking about. If they're there, you're going to be tempted. You are going to have those moments where you're going to reach for something. So just remove them. Set your environment up for success. You know, have your gym stuff or your exercise stuff at the bottom of your bed every morning. Set your alarm, but put it like away from yourself. So if you want to start getting up and exercising, you have to get out of bed physically to go and turn off that alarm. Think about who you're surrounding yourself with. You know, are your friends going on this journey with you? Could you join a club? You know, all these things, it's super, super important to make sure that you are set up in your environment for success.
Love it. The fourth do and my second do and the last do is do something that you love. So when you're starting any health journey, there's so many options that we can do to enhance and grow every single area of our health. But do something that you love. So, and what I mean by that as well, it's not always think, I just love this. Try things that are new. So do something new, because you might find that you love it. And if you don't love it, that's okay. Do something different. So do something that you love when it comes to your health specifically and your physical health. So if you don't enjoy the gym, don't have to go to the gym. You know, try and find another form of activity, be it swimming, running, cycling, playing soccer or football, whatever.
Netball, yoga,
tennis, anything. There are so many options when it comes to our health journey. So really thinking about, you know, doing something that you love.
Absolutely. Because that's what's going to get you out of bed in the morning and make you want to go and do that sport.
Okay, so let's move on to the don'ts.
The don'ts. Okay, one of my don'ts is don't overdo it. You know, I see so many people start a health plan and they just go over the top. They go in, they try and run before they can walk. So, you know, don't overdo it. You know, you're not going to go from couch to running a marathon in, you know, the space of 6 weeks. So just give yourself time. Be patient with yourself. You know, just, you know, if you've never worked out before, start with just walking every day. You know, just start with just moving. Start with doing, you know, just 30 minutes of exercise, you know, maybe 3 times a week. You know, you don't have to go from 0 to 100. So just take it your own pace, but don't try and rush in and do everything all at once, because you will set yourself up to fail.
And my don't is actually very, very similar to that. And that's essentially don't strive for perfection. Mm. So as Georgie just said, we can really go in whole hog. And when I talk about perfection, you know, really, well, perfection first and foremost, it doesn't really exist. You know, we have our ideas of perfection, but the bar is constantly moving with our health. We're constantly growing. So we don't strive for perfection, but it's progress over perfection. And then also thinking about, as I mentioned before, like resetting every single day, like it's much better to have a, you know, it's imperfect consistency over perfect inconsistency. I speak about this a lot in the program. And what I mean by that is imperfect consistency, being consistent, but it doesn't have to be perfect. Whereas perfect inconsistency is maybe you do 1 or 2 or 3 days that in your mind were perfect, but then you have 4, 5, 6, 7 days that are completely, you're not being consistent, it's completely inconsistent. So imperfect consistency, because perfection doesn't exist, over perfect inconsistency.
Yep, love that. Progress over perfection, as I like to say. My second don't is don't compare yourself to others. When we start something new, it's so easy to look at others and go, I'm never going to be like that person. I'm never going to have her abs, his arms, you know, her bum, her legs, right? You are literally, you know, you're putting yourself down. So what I want you to focus on is the things that you are doing. You know, pat yourself on the back every single day when you do that workout, you go for that walk, you cook that healthy meal, you say no to those unhealthy foods. Only person you should ever compare yourself to is who you were yesterday. So when you start your health journey, don't log onto Instagram and go through people's show reels and go through all of these filtered pictures of people who probably haven't eaten in 2 weeks, right? And I know that's extreme, but it's true. Like what you see on social media, what you see on magazines is photoshopped. It's not reality. You know, yes, there are some people out there who are genetically gifted, right? And but they are the few and far between. We must stop comparing our bodies to people that we see on magazines and who are all over social media. So that's a really key one.
The perfect body doesn't exist.
Correct. Yeah. It really doesn't.
And the final don't from me is don't forget to celebrate the wins. So beyond patting yourself on the back, it's thinking about, you know, what were your goals initially, or what was your program? What was your plan? And when you start to hit those milestones as you go along in this journey, don't forget to celebrate those wins, because that is what fitness and health is all about. We are never, ever, ever going to get to the destination of 10 out of 10 or perfection. But what we are going to be is on this fitness and health journey for the rest of our lives. So we've got to be celebrating those wins. So as Georgie said, when we do manage to run 5K, if we've gone from nothing, or we do enter an event and we complete that event, don't ever, ever forget to celebrate those wins, because that is so important. And, you know, when I talk about celebrating the wins, it doesn't have to be, you know, treating, you know, quote unquote, going out for fast food all of a sudden. It could be, you know, what do you love to do? What are other things that you love
run
to
a bath.
Do? Like run a bath. Is it, I'm going to book to go away for the weekend with
have
my family.
Have a spa day.
What is it going to be? So there are, should I say, do's and don'ts of what to do when starting your health journey. Have an awesome weekend.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. It would mean the absolute world to us if you could hit that subscribe button and maybe even leave us a cheeky review. It all helps us spread our message. Now, if you want to find out more about us and our programs and what we do, all of the links are below. We would love to connect with you on social, so please reach out. We love hearing from you. And I hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care.